Sister Sledge. We are family on your radio family, known as your radio friend. You could be family and friends at the same time.
Oh, absolutely.
We're your radio family and your radio friend.
I would agree with that.
Well, I think we have our third sports figure who passed away. We have Pat Summitt. We have Buddy Ryan, the Bears defensive coordinator, former Philadelphia Eagles head coach, and Tom Kelly. I just heard from our West Coast producer, longtime Los Angeles broadcaster. He gone.
Okay.
As Hawk Harrelson would say.
Tom Kelly, I was thinking it was the manager of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, you can have more than one Tom
yeah,
Kelly.
Yeah, absolutely. But that, when you said that, that's who came to my mind.
I wonder if there's another Mark Eichhorst anywhere.
I believe there are. There is.
I wonder what city that they are Mr. of. I used to think that I was the only Glenn Klein. And then my family went on a trip to Orlando when we were still living in Wisconsin at the time to Disney. We rented a car, a van for our brood of eight. And the Glenn Klein reservation was under another Glenn Klein.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I've met about 15 Glenn Kleins, spelled the exact same way on Facebook. That and $2.50 will get you a cup of coffee.
Good thing your name wasn't Dennis, so.
Dennis what?
Klein.
Why?
Then you would be known as D. Klein.
That doesn't even deserve this. That was a charity rim shot for you. It's 21 minutes after 10 o'clock. He is Mr. Racine, Mark Eichhorst. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, on a tremendous Tuesday morning. And she is the community relations liaison for Kenosha Civic and Veterans Parade. Please welcome to your radio friend, Chris Coachman. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good, getting ready for that parade this weekend.
Where are you right now?
Where? I'm in my office right now, surrounded by a mess of papers.
Where is your office at?
In City Hall, downtown Kenosha.
Do you have anything to do with Mayor Antaramian these days?
Oh, of course. Of course. I serve at his pleasure.
You serve at John Antaramian's pleasure, the mayor of the great city of Kenosha.
Yep, what the mayor wants done in the world of special events, we make it happen.
Who do you like working better for, Mayor Antaramian or former Mayor Keith Bosman?
Well, that's a really tough question because, you know, they both had their different strengths and so forth. Mayor Bosman certainly liked the special events a lot and was a great supporter and a great guy to work with, and we do miss him still. But Mayor Antaramian, I do have a really soft spot for the museums where I used to work, and he is a big supporter of the museums. So that's a tough call.
He's a Renaissance man, your mayor.
I guess so.
He loves art. The last time we had him on, we had a long talk about his art collection. Didn't
Great.
We? Didn't we, Mark?
Yep.
My memory is kind of going a little bit, Chris.
That's okay.
I'm getting old. I am. Yeah. I'm not getting. I am there. I'm already there. Do you know who Chris Bryant is?
No, I do not.
Chris Bryant is the Cubs superstar baseball player.
Yeah, if we're going to talk sports, I'm going to be a really poor interview.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that he spells his name the same way you spell your name.
Okay, very good.
You've had to go your entire life explaining to people how to spell Chris, haven't you?
A little bit, but that's a minor problem.
It's a small price to pay.
That's right.
To serve the community.
Right.
So tell us about Kenosha's Veterans Parade that's coming up on July 3rd, and where is it going to be at, and what are the special features of it?
All those good particulars. Well, first of all, it starts at 1 p.m. in the uptown neighborhood of Kenosha and travels about a two-mile route through the heart of downtown, ending just north of City Hall. We're very happy to have a new presenting sponsor this year, which is Snap-on. And as you may know, they are a wonderful supporter of veterans causes, so this was a really great fit for them to sponsor the Kenosha Civic Veterans Parade. And they will, as per usual, have a float. I'm looking forward to see what they create this year. And we also have a lot of good musical acts this year, in addition to our hometown talent, which of course we love having the school kids in the parade, but we're going to have the Navy Band Great Lakes leading us off, right out of our neighbors to the south. Really excited about that. And we also have a drum and bugle corps all the way from Austin, Texas. The Genesis Drum and Bugle Corps is going to be in the parade, and I hear they put on a fantastic performance. So really looking forward to hearing some of that.
You ever been to Austin?
I have not.
It's quite the community.
I hear that. It's a great music town.
Yeah, I bet they're good coming from
Austin.
Oh,
yeah. I think so. And we're also going to have our own University of Wisconsin marching band, so that should be fun.
From Madison?
Yeah.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, yeah, they're a really fun group. I had the chance to see them at one of the Badger games, and they just have such a great, musical talent, but just their energy and their humor, I think people will really enjoy that.
She is Chris Coachman. She's the community relations liaison for the Kenosha Civics Veterans Parade. This is Glenn Klein along with Mark Eichhorst on WRJN's Community Conversations.
Chris, give us a little history of the parade. I know it's been on it's usually on the Sunday before the 4th of July, and this year it happens to be the day before, correct?
Correct.
And so how long has this parade been going on?
You know, I don't know exactly. This will be my fifth year doing the parade. It certainly has a long history in Kenosha. Talking to some of our longtime volunteers, some of them have been volunteering for more than 30 years, so that gives you an idea of the history of it. I understand that the parade originally was on Memorial Day in Kenosha, and when we did make the move to celebrate Independence Day, we always have had kind of a gentleman's agreement with Racine not to do our parade also on July 4th. That way some of the local bands and other entertainment can participate in both parades.
Including Snap-on, too. They usually send their float down after it's appeared in your parade. I've been going down to your parade for years. Mm-hmm. I'll be driving the Magnum Media to the Shore 92.1 car in the parade this year and looking forward to not only being down there and being part of your parade, but also doing some roving reporter interviews once I get down there.
Great. Yeah, we'll look forward to that. And Kenosha has really expanded our overall celebration of the 4th of July over the past 5 years. We have something we call Celebrate America down on the lakefront. And they do have a band performing Saturday evening, but it really gets going after the parade on Sunday. So we're thinking people will come down for the parade ends, maybe still not ready wanting to go home. They can head right down east near the museum campuses and enjoy some more live music, maybe get some food from a food stand. There's a Pier Pups dog jumping competition, all kinds of things going on July 3rd as well as July 4th.
And right now, the weather for both on Sunday and Monday, the 4th of July, is looking absolutely perfect.
Oh, good. Let's keep it that way.
Who's your favorite founding father, Chris?
Well, I'd have to go with Abraham Lincoln, although I don't know if you'd call him a founding father.
No, you really wouldn't.
He wasn't around in 1776.
No, you really
I guess I was thinking more presidents.
Yeah, you wouldn't really call him a founding father. You know, got your Washington, your Adams, your Madison, your Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson. Who you got?
I don't think you can pick a favorite out of that crew. I really don't.
I have a favorite.
You have a favorite. Who is your favorite?
John Adams.
And why is that?
Because he was the energy behind the Revolution. Fascinating character in United States history. I've read a lot.
Sounds like you're quite the student of history.
I am.
Good.
I love history. Because you know what's about history, Chris? If you don't know your history, you're apt to keep repeating it.
Yeah, or doomed. Doomed, some say.
You're doomed to repeat it. No, Adams was initially against the Revolution. He defended the attackers, the Redcoats, who committed the Boston Massacre and got them exonerated in a Boston court. And then slowly but surely, he realized the tyranny of the British Empire. And as somebody famously said recently, you know, Great Britain can brag about their Brexit, but we had the ultimate Brexit in 1776.
Mm-hmm.
Chris,
wait a second. Do you know what Brexit is, Chris?
I do know what Brexit is.
Yeah. I mean, we have.
I could talk about that better than sports.
That's all right. Do you ever go to a Kenosha Kingfish game?
I do like the Kenosha Kingfish, and I'll tell you why. Because it's not just about the baseball. It's about all the fun and hoopla and the fun contests between innings. So yeah,
right.
I do like the Kingfish.
You talk about a positive spin and a take on the Kenosha community. It's all there. It's so much fun. I went to my first game last week.
You know, they've been a good supporter of the parade, too, since they came to Kenosha. They've been a division sponsor, and they'll have an entry in the parade, even though they've got to go play ball later that day.
Well, will Elvis, the Kingfish mascot, be there?
We are hoping, yep. He has been in the past year, so
And last year, Duffy Dyer, the manager, was part of the parade, too. And a couple of years ago, the Kingfish mm-hmm. brought in Ferguson Jenkins.
Yes. Yep, that was our year. That was their first year, I believe, in Kenosha. And we did do a baseball theme. A home run for hometown pride was the theme that year.
And what is the theme this year?
A Star-Spangled Celebration.
Very cool. We're talking with Chris Coachman. She is a community relations liaison for the Kenosha Civic Veterans Parade. It happens this Sunday. what drag strip is it on?
US 30.
Well, no, but that's not where
that it is. That used to be.
What strip is it on again, Chris?
Well, it starts in the Uptown neighborhood, 22nd Avenue and 63rd Street. It heads east on 60th Street around Library Park and then through the heart of downtown on 6th Avenue, ending just shy of 50th Street. So people, please don't sit at the end of 50th Street because you won't see the parade. You need to sit a little bit closer to the heart of the action.
Chris, one thing I want to make sure, though, the parade is on Sunday, but the Kenosha fireworks display is on the night of the 4th of July. Am I correct?
Thank you for mentioning that. Yes, our Festival Foods fireworks will take place at 9:30 p.m. on July 4th. The Kenosha fireworks are always on July 4th, even though the parade is on that previous day.
Well, thank you for joining us, and check out John Adams. I think he'll be your favorite founding father.
All right. Well, thanks for that recommendation. It was very nice talking with you both.
And say hello to Mayor Antaramian for us, will you?
Will do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There she goes, Chris Coachman. Kenosha Civics Veterans Parade. The only problem with our area, our community here, Mark, there's not enough to do.
Oh.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Just look at last weekend. I mean, all the festivals, you know, in the last couple of weekends, and it's going to be busy again this weekend with the 4th of July.
Huh? It is, too. I'm hightailing it out of town, though. I'm going to Lake Geneva for the weekend, and then Wrigley Field on Tuesday. It's Anthony Rizzo bobblehead day, you know.
There's some good spots in Lake Geneva there that I like, so.
Like what?
There's some good downtown bars and restaurants in that area. And
make me a list.
I'll have to see. Yeah, I think I still have one at home I can help you with. So.
Well, Lisa knows. I mean, that's where she hangs out all the
time.
Yeah,
I'm sure she will.
And my friend Julian is coming in from Tampa, and his folks have a place in Lake Geneva. I don't think I'll be wanting for places to go.
Wasn't it the Hallises had a mansion on Lake Geneva at one time?
I think you might be right.
Or the Wrigleys, was it? One of the two.
One of the two owners of the two major Chicago sports teams.
Beautiful area.
No doubt. Well, he is the beautiful human known as Mark Eichhorst. We've got the great Tom Carco in the news standing by in the WRJ News Center coming next.
Killarney Court is your senior living home in Sturtevant. They're dedicated to enhancing